This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Voters are voting today from Vermont to California. 16 states and one territory are holding primaries.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are looking for more lopsided victories today that would edge them closer to an expected general election rematch. The president has handily won every contest so far. Trump has taken 7 of 8, and Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia's Politics Center figures the domination will continue.
He may win every single contest,
which would up the pressure on challenger Nikki Haley to drop out.
What more is there to do? Because it's not like you're going to, you know, you literally cannot defeat him at that point.
But Haley's resisted so far, saying Americans want a choice, not a coronation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A fire and explosions at an industrial plant in suburban Detroit. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Clinton Township, Michigan, were warning residents of the Detroit suburb to stay inside as a fire at an industrial facility, select distributors, sent chunks of charred debris raining down as far as a mile away. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle says the fire started around 9 p.m. Monday night and is contained. Aerial video from the scene shows bursts of flames going off within a huge orange blaze. Witnesses describe a series of explosions that could be heard from miles away. There were no immediate reports of injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
5 people were killed when the small plane they were on crashed near a highway in Nashville last night. The pilot had reported engine trouble. In Haiti, armed gangs tried to take control of Haiti's main international airport. Not clear yet whether they were able to do that. They were firing at police and soldiers who fired back. Ukraine says it sunk a Russian warship in the Black Sea. This is AP News. The latest now on Boeing and safety issues. The AP's Shelley Adler.
There are more safety issues for Boeing. Federal safety officials say an audit of manufacturing at airplane maker Boeing and its key supplier turned up multiple instances of them failing to make sure manufacturing met quality standards. The FAA said that it found non-compliance issues with Boeing's manufacturing process control and parts handling and storage. The agency has stepped up its scrutiny of Boeing since early January, when a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 as it flew 16,000 feet above Oregon. The jet was able to land safely. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Biden administration wants to limit credit card late fees to $8. It's the latest White House move to end what it calls junk fees. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.